Going to be featuring the music of Dire Straits, and particularly most of the songs that were written by Mark Knopfler. The one we'll start off with is a song called So Far Away, written by Mark Knopfler. It's the first track on the Brothers in Arms album, which was their fifth studio album. It was released in 1985. It's a great example of Dire Straits at the peak of their mid-80s stride. They had an unmistakable sound and very strong faith in sticking to their formula. This song is their last top 40 hit. In their career, they only had 4 top 40 hits, which is surprising for such a popular band. And also the line, "I'm tired of making out on the telephone, 'cause you're so far away," hails back to a common element of the 80s, which was the phone sex lines. Remember, that was before the internet. You had phone lines you could call that began with the prefixes like 1-800 or 1-900 and so on. They'd bill an outrageous price per minute, and you'd find yourself talking to a phone sex worker or listening to an erotic recording, or even a party line socializing with real, actual people. Then the bill would come, and you'd have to bluff the phone company that a freaker hijacked your line and ran up that bill.
So far away from me.
Romeo and Juliet was inspired by Mark Knopfler's broken romance with Holly Vincent, who was the leader of the band Holly and the Italians. Some of the lyrics indicate that Knopfler felt she used to boost him during her career. Knopfler's younger brother David, who was the rhythm guitarist in Dire Straits, left the band during the album sessions, having had two brothers in the same band caught tension and arguments. David said, "I left because it was no longer possible for Mark and I to work in the same band. We'd be walking around in the studio with eyes averted to the floor. We no longer had a communicating relationship." But the song itself was about a couple who are desperately in love. But they break up because the time just wasn't right. It's a sad sentiment, as the guy will always love the girl.
A love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Leila, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet many you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. On different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know, in a movie song, talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for all of you know." Just because the time was wrong, Julia.
struck Romeo. You sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Down to the Waterline is a song which runs 3 minutes and 55 seconds, was inspired by an early romance in the life of Mark Knopfler. The waterline in question belongs to the River Tyne. Knopfler and his brother David, who also played in the band, were born in Glasgow, but they grew up in Newcastle.
Comes a coaster, fast and silent in the night. Over my shoulder, all you can see are pilot lights. No money in a jacket, and a jeans at all. Your hands are cold, but your lips are warm. Down to the waterline. Come on.
The next song, Mark Knopfler got the idea for this song from watching a lousy club band perform. As the story goes, Knopfler was in Ipswich on a rainy night. He ducked into a bar where a mediocre band was closing out the night to an audience that was maybe 4 or 5 drunk people that were quite unaware of their surroundings. The hapless band ended their set with the lead singer announcing, with no apparent irony, "Good night and thank you. We are the Sultans of Swing."
Thank you.
are the Sultans.
We are the Sultans of Swing.
This up-tempo, unashamedly commercial song is another autobiographical Mark Knopfler composition. Reminiscing about visiting the fairground at the Spanish city in Whitley Bay. As a boy, Knopfler lived in Newcastle upon Tyne, about 10 miles away. The fair may have been what inspired him to pursue a musical career. He once said that it was the first place that he heard rock and roll played really loud. It would eventually close, but for a while, Tunnel of Love became its unofficial anthem. Although it was written solely by Knopfler, the song begins with a sample of the Carousel Waltz by Rodgers and Hammerstein. The album version runs to 8 minutes and 8 seconds, with a trademark lengthy Knopfler guitar solo. It was also issued as a single, but surprisingly didn't sell very well.
Just to make it big and rock away, rock away. check it out.
City to me when we were kids. Girl, it looked so pretty to me, like it always did. Like the Spanish city to me when I
Brothers in Arms, the song about a rock star excess and the easy life it brings compared with real work. Mark Knopfler wrote it after overhearing delivery men in a New York department store complain about their jobs while watching MTV. He wrote the song in the store sitting at a kitchen display they had set up. Many of the lyrics were things they actually said. Note, Sting sings on this and helped write it. He and Knopfler are credited writers. That's him at the beginning of the song singing, "I want my MTV, Sting did not want a songwriting credit, but his record company did, because they would have earned royalties from it. They claimed it sounded very similar to a song that Sting wrote for the Police. If you remember, that was that song, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Dire Straits recorded the song in Montserrat, and Sting was on vacation there and came by just to help out a little. Thank you so much for listening to the music of Dire Straits. From a music appreciation point of view, I certainly hope that you enjoyed this little interlude. If you have any desire to listen to anybody else's story or any other musician's story, please let me know and I'll be more than happy to go and research that and make it one of our music appreciation times. Once again, thank you very much, and if you wouldn't mind bringing your headphones back to me, I'd be very grateful. Thank you.